Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. Reading you the morning news, I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that 5 semiconductor plants of India will soon be installed in different parts of the country, and the Made in India chips will be available, accessible to the world. Addressing Kautilya Economic Enclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said India has moved from being an importer of mobile phones to being a producer. He stressed that there are ample investment opportunities in India in every sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is the world's fastest growing and the fifth largest economy. He said that the Indian era is being discussed amidst a global emergency, and this shows how the world trusts India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. Addressing the 7th Annual General Meeting of Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers in New Delhi yesterday, Defence Minister expressed happiness that the annual defence production touched a record high of 1.27 lakh crore in 2023-24. The minister called for increased investment in cutting-edge tech, such as artificial intelligence, cyber defense, and autonomous systems to be future-ready. Advisor to the Chief Minister, Nagaland, Dr. Chumban Muri, has stressed on balancing tradition with modernization, adding that civilization and Christianity have influenced many customs. He said this while addressing the second inter-district cultural fest of Lotha Students' Union held at Government High Secondary School, Wakha, yesterday. Dr. Murray emphasized the need to identify outdated cultural practices while encouraging those with lasting value. On customary laws and practices, Dr. Murray viewed that there is a gradual decline in the practice of Naga customary laws and urged everyone to follow and keep the practice alive. Joining the nationwide celebration and integrated communication and outreach program on Poshan Maah was organized by Central Bureau of Communication Field Office Kohima at Kendriya Vidyalaya School Kohima yesterday. Poshan District Coordinator Kohima, the Department of Social Welfare, Sohila Tep, dwelt on the critical themes of anemia prevention and growth monitoring among children and adolescents. She said adolescence is a period of rapid growth, so proper nutrition is crucial for achieving full growth potential. Ms. Stepp also highlighted on enhancing awareness about nutrition, improving dietary practices and combating malnutrition. Essay writing and painting competition on the theme of Poshan Maah were also conducted. Infantry Battalion Territorial Army Rajput commenced celebrations of Territorial Army Day, Platinum Jubilee at Dimapur from yesterday. The celebrations were marked with a number of programs focused on community development, such as awareness lectures on employment, opportunities in the Territorial Army at Pranab Vidyapit and Women's College Dimapur, and blood donation camp at the District Hospital Dimapur. In 1949, the Territorial Army Act was implemented by the Constituent Assembly post-independence, and the camp was formally inaugurated by Mr. C. Rajagopalachari on 9th October 1949. Since then, the day is commemorated as the Territorial Army Day every year. In view of the landslide that has occurred at all KMC dumping sites, coupled with the inclement weather, movement of heavy motor vehicles from Dimapur to Kohima Imphal has been hampered, leading to accumulation of hundreds of HMVs at Setu Zubza and Kuzama. This has also led to the disruption of normal flow of traffic and making it difficult for light motor vehicles to ply smoothly. Therefore, heavy vehicles proceeding from Dimapur to Mukedima to Kohima Imphal would not be allowed to proceed beyond Patkai Chate River Bridge for a period of 96 hours with immediate effect till the accumulation of vehicles is cleared and normalcy of traffic is restored. After nearly a month long, the finale of the 24th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy is set to take place today afternoon. The tournament, organized by the Angami Students' Union in memory of late Vikhozo Yoshe and late Kekojale Sache, will be held at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. The final match will be played between Sache Zubza FC, a local team, and Asafa Football Academy from Manipur. Both teams have had impressive campaigns leading up to this much-anticipated showdown. The grand finale will kick off at 1 p.m. with Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, Mr. K.G. Kenye, gracing the occasion as the special guest. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.